Social media savvy, protecting teenagers in a hyper-connected world. Today's teenagers live online. From sharing TikToks to sending snaps, social media is where they form friendships, build identities, and make sense of the world around them. For many teens, likes, comments, and reshares aren't just feedback, they're emotional currency, shaping how they see themselves and how they believe others see them. But while social media brings connection and creativity, it also comes with risks, some obvious, others deeply personal. This article isn't about fear. It's about trust, conversation, and giving teenagers the tools to be safe, strong, and self-aware in their digital world, necessary skills for anyone looking to thrive online. This guide is for every parent, sibling, coach, teacher, or adult ally. Let's meet teenagers where they are and walk with them as they grow into empowered digital citizens. The emotional world of teen social media. Teenagers aren't just using social media, they're growing up on it. And with that comes a whole range of emotional dynamics. FOMO, fear of missing out, that drives them to stay constantly connected. Peer pressure, to look, act, or talk a certain way. Digital validation, where likes, views, and followers can feel like personal worth. Mental health impacts from cyberbullying, exclusion, unrealistic expectations, and idolatry. Perfectionism driven by filters, edited images, and unrealistic portrayals. Social media is never just a neutral platform for teens. It's emotional, aspirational, and incredibly formative. As adults, we need to recognize that these platforms are often where teenagers seek connection, belonging, and identity, and so our approach must be rooted in empathy, not control. We must also acknowledge the invisible but heavy pressure of always being on. For some teens, a single negative comment can outweigh 100 likes. For others, the need to curate one's perfect online persona and image may lead to anxiety, stress, low self-esteem, or worse. Our role is to support, not surveil. Real risks in a hyper-connected world. Teenagers face unique and evolving risks online. Some are old problems in new clothing, others are distinctly modern challenges. These include oversharing personal information that can be exploited or go viral, cyberbullying and harassment often hidden from adults, online grooming by predators who build false trust, misinformation and propaganda targeting youth with emotional content, online scams and sextortion by malicious actors, manipulated media, deepfakes, face swaps, and AI-generated posts that distort truth, addiction to engagement metrics, the dopamine loops of scrolling and refreshing. Teens are not immune to scams either. Fake Instagram accounts, scam influencer messages, and giveaway hoaxes often trick even the savviest. The social aspect can make it harder for teens to admit they were misled or hurt. These threats are real, but so is the opportunity to teach resilience, media literacy, and critical thinking. Oversharing, manipulation, and digital deception are everyday realities for today's teens. Helping them spot emotional triggers and online red flags is the first step toward building digital resilience. Teaching media literacy, spotting the unreal. It's no longer enough to tell teens, don't believe everything you see online. Today's digital world includes deepfakes, AI-generated influencers, and algorithmic manipulation that make deception more subtle, more powerful, and harder to spot. Media literacy is a survival skill, so help teens to use tools like reverse image search and fact-checking sites. Evaluate sources. Ask, who created this? What's their goal? Learn the signs of AI-generated content or face filters. Compare how news is reported on different platforms. Understand how algorithms tailor and limit what we see. Make it a co-learning journey. Watch a viral video together and ask, could this be edited? Why do you think it's so popular? Let them teach you too. When teens feel included, not lectured, they listen more. Conversation over control. Teenagers resist being monitored, but they respond to being heard. Instead of laying down rules, build a habit of two-way communication. Trust grows when conversations feel collaborative and consistent. Try asking, what's something funny or interesting you saw online today? Have you seen anyone being treated unfairly online? How did it make you feel? What's your take on cancel culture or influencers faking things? Avoid jumping in with judgment. Focus on listening first and always thank them for sharing, even if it's uncomfortable. Let them know they can talk to you about anything without fear of punishment or shame. If you do need to set limits, explain why. Make decisions with them, not just for them. When teens understand the reason, they're more likely to respect the rule. Boundaries that build habits. Teens crave independence, but they still need structure, and good boundaries can be a stepping stone towards self-regulation. Try creating digital habits that empower. Screen-free zones, or detox days, model this as a family, not just for teens. Weekly tech check-ins, review privacy settings, saved passwords, and account activity together. A safe word, or emoji, a quick signal they can use when they feel unsafe or pressured online. Pause before posting prompts. Ask them, "Would I be okay if this were shared with a teacher or grandparent?" Encourage intentional use over passive scrolling. The goal isn't just less screen time, but more meaningful screen time. Boundaries aren't just fences, they're launch pads for self-discipline and reflection. Empowering teens to lead. Teens don't just want to be safe, they want to stand up for others and lead. That's where real transformation happens. Try to empower them to be role models and show others how to post responsibly. Support friends who are struggling online. Be family educators. Ask them to explain TikTok trends or online slang to grandparents. Start or join peer groups that promote digital kindness and awareness. Empowerment isn't just about safety, it's about agency. When teens feel confident online, they not only protect themselves, they help create safer spaces for others too. When we empower teens to lead, we build more than awareness, we build a movement. When teens see themselves as digital role models, they build self-efficacy and inspire safer habits across generations. A final word, build digital resilience. Not just rules. Cybersecurity for teens isn't about banning phones or deleting apps. It's about giving them the tools to see clearly, think critically, and act with courage. Mistakes will happen, but those are learning opportunities, not failures. Resilience means knowing when to log off and why, bouncing back from negative experiences with support, standing up for truth and kindness, even when it's hard, asking for help and offering it to others. Digital resilience means helping teens stay grounded, not just guarded. In a world that changes faster than any of us can predict, this kind of inner strength will serve them far beyond social media. Together, we raise the future teenagers today are growing up with more tools, more opportunities, and more pressures than any generation before them. Our job isn't to shield them from the digital world, it's to walk beside them as they learn to thrive in it. Let's raise a generation that's not just connected, but also conscious, kind, and capable. Let's raise teens who don't just survive online, but shape it for the better.